Der Eldoradio Podcast.
Ecke Schönhauser, Partner in Crime ist das. Es ist jetzt 4:12. Ihr hört Eldoradio. 5 sympathische Menschen aus Kanada, die sollten jetzt eigentlich am Start sein, sind sie aber leider nicht, denn Shred Kelly, die Band aus Kanada, die heute hier zu Gast sein sollte, die stehen leider im Stau. Aber um trotzdem mit denen quatschen zu können, habe ich sie mir jetzt einfach mal ins Telefon geholt. Hier ist Sängerin Sage. Hello Sage, nice to talk to you.
Hello, thank you for having me. Nice to talk to you too.
So, what's the problem? Why can't you be in Dortmund right now with us?
We are stuck in traffic. There was an accident on the highway, and we actually, the traffic just got moving, so we just pulled over to a rest stop in between because we weren't able to make it on time, unfortunately.
Oh, that's really a pity, but it's though nice that we can talk still on the telephone.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
I have a question for you. So it's your first time as a band in Europe, that's right, yeah?
Yeah, this is our first time, and we're just doing 8 shows in Germany.
Okay, and I've read an interview with you online, and you said you heard amazing things about Europe. I would like to hear some, like, what did you experience so far in Europe and in Germany?
So far, it's been amazing. Friends of ours who've toured here have said incredible things, that all the people who watch the shows are really receptive and respectful, and all of the venues are super hospitable, and that is exactly what we've experienced so far. Everyone's been so kind and generous.
Mm. Is there a difference between the audience in Canada and in Germany?
I guess our audience in Germany is still developing, so it takes time, I think, to sort of figure out who your fans are and where they live. So we're just trying to figure that out now.
So in Canada, I mentioned it earlier, you are already, like, I could say quite famous, I guess, because you have already won some prizes too. And you've also played on some major festivals there. What do you like more? Is it like is it cooler to play on these intimate, small venues in Germany, or do you prefer the great stages?
We like a mix of both. It's really nice to, we love playing in new stages just because there's no expectations. So when you come to a new place, it's totally just an open canvas. And so you can just sort of, it's playing to audiences for the first time, which is really lovely. But then it's also fun to play big outdoor stages in the summertime too. So there's a love for both sizes.
Which one is more challenging for you?
I guess it's sometimes it seems like there's more pressure sometimes to play on the big stages. So sometimes it's you get a little more nervous ahead of time, whereas in the small clubs, it's easier just to kind of just relax and have fun and kind of go with the flow. And on the big stages, they have time limits. And so you have to play the exact amount of time. And so when you're in a small club, you can kind of keep playing if you want to, or it's a bit more open.
Mm. You're also using that open time and that open space for yourself?
Yeah. So it's been really fun. We were just in Hanover last night, and we had a great show there. So we're really looking forward to Bochum tonight.
But you're still ready to play in Bochum tonight?
Yep, I think we'll, if we make it. But I think it looks like the traffic is clearing.
Okay.
We should be able to make it to the show.
That's great. Okay, that's a relief. So that our listeners also know it, you will be in Bochum tonight at 7:30, I guess, in Café Eden. And what can we expect tonight from your show?
We're doing an acoustic set tonight, so it'll be a little stripped down. Usually we play all plug-ins, so it'll be a more intimate set tonight for sure, but we hope that we'll still have a lot of energy, and hopefully maybe there's some dancing and singing along.
Very nice. So, Shred Kelly, die spielen heute Abend in Bochum akustisch, wie sie gerade verraten haben. Falls ihr euch fragt, wie die Band überhaupt klingt, diese Folkrock-Band aus Kanada, hören wir jetzt. We are going to listen to your song, Sing to the Night. And afterwards we can talk a little bit more about your music, okay?
Perfect, sounds good.
Okay, so Shred Kelly sind das mit Sing to the Night. Shred Kelly sind das aus Kanada. Sing to the Night heißt der Song, und mit der Sängerin Sage, mit der telefoniere ich gerade. Eigentlich sollten die hier im Studio sein, aber da Stau ist, können sie leider nicht da sein. Deswegen habe ich sie mir einfach ans Telefon geholt. Hello Sage again. We just listened to your song Sing to the Night and I have to admit, you have a really awesome video to that song where I can see you guys like skiing in retro ski outfits through the mountains. And I was reading about that video that you were celebrating Hot Dog Day. What is that?
So in Fernie, there's a day called Hot Dog Day. Fernie's the town that we all live in. Mm. And it's a day where everyone dresses up in outfits. There's a movie from the 80s called Hot Dog, the movie.
Okay.
And so everyone dresses up in outfits and they wear these retro ski outfits because it was shot in the 80s. And so everyone in Fernie goes through their old closets and finds these suits. And there's even a lady in town who rents out retro ski suits, and so we were able to rent a lot of the costumes from her, but usually she just rents them to people in town who are going to Hot Dog Day.
So this video is also kind of celebrating your hometown.
Yeah, it definitely celebrates our town, and so it's it shows a little bit of Fernie, and all the people in the video were living in Fernie and doing a ski season. So actually on our travels through Germany, a few of the people at the end who are doing the dance, mm-hmm. they've one of them lives in Munich and one of them lives in Stuttgart. So we've gotten to meet a couple of the people who were in the video on our tour.
Nice. That's cool. This video which we're talking about is a one-shot video. Like, honestly, how many times did it take to have this video? Was it a long time?
We tried it 7 times.
Seven,
and then
okay.
We ended up going with the fifth take. So we used the fifth one. That was, but we tried 2 more after it, even though we thought it looked pretty good. We thought we'd try and see if we could do it even better. But the fifth one, by then it was getting dark outside. And so the fifth one was the one that we decided to go with.
At the end of the video, you can see some like outtakes or something like this. And you did some pretty amazing stunts there. Is everything all right with you guys? Like no injuries or something?
Our bass player, he just split his pants. So there was only one pair of ski pants injured in the making of the video.
Okay. But it sounds pretty amazing. It's really fun to watch you guys there skiing in these outfits around.
Actually, it was really fun to make. It was great.
You can see that, definitely. Actually, I would like to ask one more or less last question about your music, because on your homepage I can read in your self-description that you're saying about yourself you are redefining what folk rock means. Isn't that like a really not so modest way to describe your own music?
Yeah, it's tough because we always struggle with defining our music because we use folk instrumentation in the clawhammer banjo playing and with the ukulele and with a cello banjo, but then it's infused with a lot of energy and synthesizers and electric guitars and really fast-paced drumming. And so it's difficult to categorize it as folk because mm-hmm. it's much, if you say folk, then a lot of times people think that it will be a little quieter and we're pretty loud. So we've definitely infused folk with some louder sounds.
So you would say it's actually really a new way of doing folk?
Mm-hmm. Just just a different way. So it's just a more energetic way. It's tough to classify, but that's sort of the way that we found doesn't mislead people.
Okay. Shred Kelly, die machen einen mehr motivierten und powerful, jetzt sage ich schon halb Englisch, halb Deutsch, einen mit mehr Power Folkrock, so möchte ich es sagen. Die spielen heute Abend in Bochum und zwar im Café Eden ab 19.30 Uhr. Ihr kommt da rein, für ganz umsonst ist nämlich der Eintritt frei, falls ihr die sehen wollt und jetzt Bock drauf habt, die zu hören. Actually, we hope that you will be there in time in Bochum, but we, like, good luck with that.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it. So if you're planning on coming tonight, we will be there for sure.
Very nice. So, Shred Kelly, die schaffen es wahrscheinlich, auch wenn gerade Stau ist auf der Autobahn. So have a good trip still and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Radio zum Mitnehmen. Den Eldoradio Podcast findest du im Netz unter eldoradio.de.